Hey, Daily Dosers, we are in Philippians chapter 2 today with a really weird passage. Here we go, 2, 25 through 30 says this. Paul is writing and says, "But I think it's necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not only him, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad that I may have less anxiety. So then, welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give me." I told you it was weird. But the cool part about it is the Philippians, the epistles, the New Testament letters were not written like Proverbs. They have a story behind them. Paul, we're intercepting someone's mail here, and when we intercept his mail, we can't expect every single section to have like this really great, incredibly powerful soundbite. And so what I think is really important in this context especially is to make sure that we always read scripture in the intention that it had. And so we want to look at this, but I want to pull that little section out of there that I'd like to touch on. And it's a really simple thing, but it's just a reminder for us. It's this idea that Paul says, please remember that there's people that are dying for the gospel of Christ. And this is something that I think it can be really easy for us to keep that on the fringe of our mind and keep us on the fringe of those things. But how often, or when is the last time that we, maybe you with your family, when's the last time we prayed for the people who are doing the mission of God overseas, that are facing being beheaded every day, that are taking this mission and this gospel to the ends of the earth? It's our marching orders from Matthew 28. And some of us are called to the mission field full time. Maybe you're a missionary and you're listening right now. We just want to say, keep going, keep up the good work. But Matthew 28 says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey all I have commanded you, and surely I'll be with you always to the very end of this age." And something that we might forget is we might look at the first century New Testament martyrs and think, yeah, all 11 of the 12 disciples were killed for their belief. And then you've got Polycarp of Smyrna. You've got all these New Testament early church fathers who were killed for their faith. But I think something that's shocking is in the 20th century alone, more Christians were killed for their faith than in the previous centuries. And it's just weird because we think to ourselves, aren't we in a much more progressive society? Isn't it much better in this day and age? But as the populations grow, as the tactics for persecution become stronger and easier and faster, I think it's important for us to jump outside of our American bubble every once in a while and just think and just bow our knees and get on the floor and pray and say, God, would you please bless those who are taking your gospel to the places that are distant, that are hostile, that are going to resist it, that are going to kill because of it. So, and it's kind of a weird one-off soundbite, but maybe today I just wanted to give you, maybe it's just time for you to, I'm going to stop at 4 minutes. So you have an extra minute. Would you take that minute? Would you just pray for our missionaries? Would you pray for the people who are being persecuted? Maybe you, even in your job, you're facing persecution. You're not being beheaded, hopefully, but maybe you're experiencing the promotion isn't yours because of your belief in Christ. Or maybe if you could just fudge the numbers a little bit, but your faith won't let you do that, you might be able to get a promotion. For anyone who's facing persecution, let's just pray together this morning in this last minute of our time, and maybe with your family, maybe you on your own, but let's make sure that we go to God on a daily basis and pray, not just for those who are here, but those who are abroad, who are taking the word to the ends of this earth. We'll see you guys tomorrow.